The other thing, my name is Austin Camerton. I'm with Mobile Satellite Ventures. One of the things that has struck me through all this so far is we seem to be the unknown. But if we're not the unknown, we're definitely the unmentioned. Because when it comes to a lot of what's been out there, people talk about satellite telephones, they talk about VSAT, they talk about an awful lot of things, they talk about Globalstar, Inmarsat, Iridium. And I've only seen one reference to MSV in the whole thing so far, and that was in the first presentation in this session. So I have to apologize for two things. One, that MSV obviously has done a very bad job in getting our name out there. The other thing I have to apologize for is for Richard Kroc. I immigrated on the 7th of May in 1988, and I had nothing to do with Hinsdale. MSV, we have two satellites. We launched in 95 and 96. It's the coming together of two companies. One thing, by the way, I tend to talk rather fast. If somebody, hopefully you can get me on the questions after, but I do, I try and work quickly. We've been talking about LEOs, MEOs, and GEOs. And this just gives an indication of the different formats that these are in, your different footprints, the MEO, and then with the GEO, you get in where it's in sync with the Earth. We are predominantly covering North America, and this was to give an idea of our existing customers. We have customers right throughout the U.S. in public, in federal, state, and local. And recently I was down in Mississippi at the wireless communication down there, and one of the questions they asked was, what kind of coverage are our understanding of terrestrial coverage within the area? And these are, this is not anything other than an indication of, with terrestrial coverage, terrestrial provides coverage where terrestrial needs to provide coverage, and there's holes. And that's the nature of the business. One of the other realities that exists, and we've heard it, is that while natural disasters are there, they do recur again and again and again. We may not know when they're going to happen, but they are definitely going to happen. And we also know the consequences of them when they go to happen. So, and again, this statement was mentioned earlier on, that on the September 22nd, Commissioner mentioned that of the FCC, he mentioned that satellite was needed, that and it was underutilized. As I said, when we were down in Mississippi, one of the things we needed to identify was coverage area, and as I showed you the terrestrial coverage area, and this is the MSV coverage area in Mississippi. And when people talked about where satellites failed, in Mississippi as is, these are all existing customers on the MSV network. Mississippi Wildlife Fisheries and Parks made a decision about 2 years ago to use MSV as their primary network. So when Katrina actually hit, they never lost communication. The other thing that's been mentioned here is regularly is satellite phones. MSV is in the business of satellite two-way radio, and we're the only people that do that. So the customers that we have on the network in Mississippi, you're looking at people that were able on push-to-talk, and again, we heard talk about complex communications equipment. On the push of a button and the receipt of a tone, the equipment was operational. There was no dialing sequence. There was nothing else. It was simply push-to-talk. So, you know, there's technology has been there and is there and is greatly underutilized. So we hear about what are our options when something happens. And, you know, I've spoken in Kentucky, and in Kentucky has a 150 megahertz statewide network. And an awful lot of people in Kentucky don't know that when it comes to a backup network. But then a lot of them no longer have equipment that will work with it. You can bring in a cow, bring in a command vehicle. But that's presuming that you can actually get it in there. And we saw what happened in Mississippi and in Louisiana. You can't actually get the stuff in there. Or you can switch over to your backup communication strategy. And that is radio, cellular, or satellite. Radio and cellular, you're dependent on the terrestrial infrastructure. Satellite, you can survive without any terrestrial infrastructure. On Wednesday night last, I was in Mississippi at another conference, and I couldn't sleep that well because I spent a lot of time in different time zones. So I turned on C-SPAN at about 3 o'clock in the morning to catch the testimony to the Commons Committee or the Select Committee, Robert Latham's. And what he said was that the only communication system that was operational during the days of landfall was satellite. Network availability, we talked about that and the need for it. And again, I think all of us in the satellite industry are very proud of our network availability and our ability to provide excellent service. And as I said, one of the things MSV is pretty unique on is we have two-way radio over satellite. So what we have is a network that allows a user initiated to bring up a channel where you have up to 10,000 users in it. And that's point to multipoint, which is what our first responders use in an emergency situation. One-to-one communication is efficient in certain scenarios, but we all know when your communication runs along the stream, by the time it gets down to the last person, it has been so diluted, the message is often totally different. We can achieve interoperability through groups on the fly, and I'll cover that in a little bit. In addition, we have scanning, as you'd normally have in a radio, with nationwide coverage, priority interrupt, and private mode. So a basic graphic of our system is you're looking at two-way bidirectional half-duplex communication between a vehicle, satellite, back to ground segment, and back out to the communications to the group. We do our normal security, and this was one of the things that was mentioned earlier on about using amateur radio. Security is an issue. When you have something that's going on that's an emergency, who hears what sometimes is very important, and some people, that everything isn't broadcast to everybody is important. And again, in the satellite industry, I think we have a level of security that guarantees that people are going to be able to have that comfort level. So we do our thing, we set up our calls and we switch over to our communications channel. That's in the L and the KU bands. One of the things that cropped up also I heard is talking about training and being realistic about our strengths and our weaknesses. The L-band, we have problems with foliage. And we don't work good in heavy forest and we don't work indoors. They're the realities. When I was at the Mississippi Communications Commission, one guy came up, he said, you know, when I pull in under an underpass, you don't work. I said, that's right, we don't. Don't pull in under the underpass. You know, but we're not affected by rain. And again, given the number of disasters that have an impact, whether it be tornadoes or hurricanes, L-band is ideally suited to that environment. When I talked about interoperability, we have the ability, as you can see in this graphic, of putting different agencies and allowing them to decide who they want as part of their group. And that can be done on the fly over the air, so that if an incident happens like Katrina, and there's a need for different agencies to be put in together, all that's needed is for whoever owns the particular channel to give the serial number of other equipment, and they're over the air brought into that communications channel. So in an emergency management model, the FEMA, Red Cross, and here it was Mississippi Department of Transport, MEMA, National Guard, all who were on the network were able to interoperate on our network. And as is, in California, during the fires, down there for years, they've been using a mutual aid channel where when the fires happen during the season, as the outside agencies come in, they're all popped into that channel and taken out afterwards. And to that end, when I talk, we're all talking about Katrina at the moment. Fortunately, I should be able to say this is my recent presentation, because last year I had the Florida hurricanes as my presentation. And the year before that, I had the California fires as my presentation. And the year before that, I had the ice storm and the blackout in the Northeast as my presentation. And the year before that, I had Y2K as my presentation. So this is nothing new. What is nothing new either is my thing normally sticks. This was a front page from Mississippi paper dated September 22nd, I think, and it's talking about how Mississippi Wildlife, Fish and Parks were the coordinators for communications, and they had set up their camp. We also provide GPS. When someone pushes to talk, it transmits the GPS location. So you have position. Somebody is in trouble. And we'd heard about interoperability. Interoperability is not everybody talking to everybody. Interoperability is about the right people being able to talk to the right people at the right time. And our job is to try and enable that. And this is a picture of the Florida emergency vehicle, where they have their bank of interoperability stuff and they have four of our pieces of equipment in there. So what that allows for the use of existing equipment, legacy equipment now becomes functional because budgets are scarce, speedy deployment, functional groups retain operational independence, interoperate between cell radio and satellite enables connectivity anywhere. And we're looking at relatively small equipment. That when we heard about telephone, we can do telephone. Where are we going? We heard about hybrid. One of the fantastic things is the FCC has licensed MSV to reuse its L-band to build an integrated hybrid network that will allow us to achieve in-building penetration so that when something happens, like what happened in New Orleans, and the towers get taken down, we're operating directly from your handheld device, not from a tower now, but you're going straight to a satellite. So that gives an integrated L-band wireless network, device transparency and form factor, service rates that can get comparable to terrestrial because we can now achieve the economics of scale with seamless North American coverage, true interoperability and priority service capabilities. And I will be available for questions after if we can manage any time.